Once again, welcome to Health Watch. This is part three of my discussion with Dr. Akhilese Sista, an interventional radiologist from NYU. In part three, we'll be talking about other physicians that are doing exciting work in the area, some of the genetic dispositions towards the condition, and the prevalence of the condition within the African American community. Stay tuned.
Doctor, can you tell my listeners your full name and a little bit about yourself?
Lavonia, thank you so much for having me on your call. This is Akhilese Sista. I go by Aki. I am a associate professor of interventional radiology at NYU School of Medicine. In my role, if you haven't ever heard of an interventional radiologist, we're basically the surgeons within the radiology field. So we basically do image-guided interventions to heal a situation that would otherwise require major surgery. So in my role as an interventional radiologist, I've participated on teams that take care of pulmonary embolism, because some of my catheter-based skills and imaging-based surgeries are useful in the treatment of pulmonary embolism when the pulmonary embolism is severe. And as such, I've been very interested in the disease overall, and it has been the focus of my research and clinical practice. So I think that's sort of an introduction to who I am and why you're talking to me.
So how prevalent is PE, or the threat of a PE, amongst African Americans?
It's a good question. The epidemiologic data does suggest that venous thromboembolism disproportionately affects the African American population. It's a difficult question to answer in terms of why that's the case. Some of the risk factors for pulmonary embolism include obesity and a history of actually coronary artery disease and other disorders of clotting. Some of them might be more prevalent in the African-American population, some genetic predispositions as well. But yes, it does seem that this is a concern for the African-American community.
So based on that concern and based on the history of obesity and history of coronary risk, so for my brother, definitely he was obese. I loved him to death, but he had a pretty good pot belly on him. And he did have a history of hypertension, African-American male. So it sounds as if PE could have been in the mix for him. And obviously it was a contributing factor to his death, if not the primary reason why he didn't survive at the hospital. What are some of the things that are happening now in terms of physicians and in terms of your research to sort of help to stem the tide of the death toll for African Americans in the general population?
Well, so PE is a difficult issue because there are some patients that will never present to medical attention and will pass from the disease before they're even able to get that sort of care. So there needs to be, and some people are unfortunate enough that their first event is fatal. And really, there's not much that can be done for that. I think, though, raising the awareness of, the onset of symptoms, not ignoring something that doesn't feel right and seeking immediate attention is an important one. Then, on the hospital and physician side, we are getting better and better at when a patient presents, taking into account all of their factors, putting it almost into an algorithm and saying this person has an X percent chance of having a pulmonary embolism.
Okay.
And then what we're doing now is we're looking at PE as a multidisciplinary kind of issue because, you know, different doctors from different specialties have expertise within the disease, but for differing reasons. The pulmonologist may be very good at supporting that patient with intubation and vasopressors and basically ICU level medicine. The interventional radiologist like myself is able to go in and break up blood clots or suck out blood clots or dissolve blood clots with some of his or her tools. And then a surgeon might have another set of skills to open up the heart and pulmonary artery and remove those clots physically. And so there are a lot of potential life-saving options, and we're just getting our heads and hands around how best to use them and under what circumstance. Some of my research is trying to look at the population of patients in the middle category, not the worst, not the sickest, and not the least sick, but those that are sort of in the middle and could go in, towards a worse direction, and see, and in those patients to see whether some of my catheter-based techniques can improve their outcomes.
If you could put together your dream team of physicians to come together and, you know, have a summit for PEs or have a grand rounds for PEs just to sort of bring awareness to the physicians in the community, who would be on your panel of experts that you would want to bring together to talk about this issue?
So it's interesting you say that. We actually had a panel like that in 2015 in December. The Society of Interventional Radiology Foundation actually brought us together as a group of 19 experts, so to speak, and I was privileged enough to lead that discussion, and we published the results of that discussion in the Journal of Vascular and Interventional Radiology. So I guess if I were to find some individuals, I would first want to speak with Sam Goldhaber, who's a cardiologist in the Harvard system. He is one of the world experts on pulmonary embolism and research in Europe. There's his sort of counterpart. His name is Stavros Konstantinides. He's conducted some major trials of using systemic clot-dissolving drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to involve a doctor from UC San Diego. His name is Timothy Morris, and he's looked at the long-term problems of pulmonary embolism on patients because these clots don't always go away even if the person survives, and sometimes that can lead to long-term breathlessness. And
right.
He has done some interesting physiologic work on that. I would also include some great trialists and methodologists. So Clive Kieran in Toronto area in the Ontario province of Canada, who I've collaborated with in the past, and Suresh Vedantham, another interventional radiologist who has conducted a major trial like this, except for deep vein thrombosis and not pulmonary embolism. That's just part of a list, but there are many, many others I would include on that.
Well, Dr. Sista, I can't tell you how grateful I am for you taking time to talk to me and bring awareness to my listeners about PEs. I know that your time on the radio show will help, and I believe that it will.
It's my pleasure. And again, my condolences for your brother's
awareness.
Loss. And I think that your advocacy will go a long way, hopefully, to preventing such occurrences as much as we can.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Okay. Take care.
All righty. All right. Bye-bye.